Welcome to the Voices of Veritas podcast. I'm Candace Pritz, Community Relations with Veritas Christian Academy, and I'm here today with Dr. Woods, our headmaster, and Ms. Karen Benfield, our Human Resources Director. Today, they'll be discussing the accreditation process for Veritas. Let's tune in.
So in this podcast, we will be exploring the what and the why of accreditation. I think a lot of people have a general sense of what accreditation is for schools, especially K-12 schools, but I think we're going to be able to share some insights that will give them an understanding about what the accreditation process is and why it's important that we seek accreditation and we receive it and we maintain it once we have it established.
So I think it's important kind of to go back to the basics. So who are we accredited by? Who is our accrediting agency? And we are accredited by the Association of Christian Schools International. You'll often hear us refer to that as ACSI. We began this accreditation process back in 2005 when we applied for candidacy. And we actually gained our initial accreditation in June of 2008. So you can see it's a comprehensive process. It took us a period of 3 years to prepare because it's very much like a due diligence. You may hear that term sometimes with businesses that they're doing due diligence. That's pretty much what this process was. The Governing Association, ACSI, comes in and just reviews all of the information at your school to make certain that we are in compliance with 8 set standards. They have 8 set standards that have indicators underneath each of those standards, and that's part of the process of gaining accreditation is to meet those standards. So you ask what the term accredited means. The term accredited is a seal that denotes that our school has met the institutional standards of quality, and it verifies a commitment to the strategic improvement and ongoing accountability to ACSI from our school. So there are 3 pretty significant elements in the process of accreditation that we need to focus upon too. So let's look at the first one. Let's look at the intensive institution-wide self-appraisal, analysis, and improvement planning. So that's one of the first things that ACSI is looking for when they come in and they do an inspection for your school. Number 2 is an external consultation review, validation, and insights from a visiting peer group. So we'll talk more about that in a few minutes about what an inspection looks like. And then number 3 is the annual reports that we do. Every year we're required to submit an annual report to ACSI, and that's the ongoing accountability for improvement through that process.
One thing I remember, and when it dawned on me years ago, because I misunderstood. I thought accrediting associations were government institutions that would come in and look at and evaluate and assess private schools. And then I've discovered a number of years ago, and I've had the privilege of interacting with about 6 different accrediting associations, discovered that they're not government institutions. They're private organizations. Now they are also, they are accredited, or they receive a stamp of approval from the Department of Education, the United States Department of Education. Each one of the accrediting associations, whether it's regional or national, if they have any value at all, did receive that stamp of approval. And then I remember discovering that accrediting associations are, and I tell people the best way to think about it is to compare it to an audit or the auditing process. Mm-hmm. So Veritas says we are a classical Christian school. We offer the following high quality of education. Here's how we do it. And here is the evidence that we do this. We perform this kind of task. We fulfill our commitment to this kind of education. Then the accrediting association comes in and says, who do you say you are? What do you say you do? And what's the evidence for what you do? And that really is the value. It is, as you mentioned, that external set of eyes and ears outside of our boundaries that says, this is who you say you are, and this is how well you do what you say that you do in terms of classical Christian education.
That is all correct. They are a private group, but they serve over 20,000 schools internationally. Mm. So it's a huge organization that's well respected, renowned. It's having certification through ACSI certainly says a lot about the excellence of Veritas and the processes and things that we use here at our school. So it's important for us to know that we've achieved this certification and kind of understand the benefits that it gives to us as well. They're not just an accrediting agency. There's also things that they do that enhance the learning beyond the classroom as well. We have the opportunity to participate in spelling bees, mm-hmm. art festivals, creative writing competitions, math leagues, all types of different student activities where our students are then allowed to fellowship with other students from other Christian schools and have really positive interactions between other, you know, teaching faculty and students from those other schools as well. We have a strong desire to participate in those. Next year in the 1920 year, we may even be hosting some events here mm-hmm. at school. So you'll be able to see more of the ACSI, other schools that are accredited on campus, and maybe even some folks that work with ACSI on campus as well next year.
That's very helpful. And when you think about the benefits, that was great the way you explained the benefits of accreditation with our students. One other added benefit, and this is a benefit that people don't often think about, but when parents come to a school and they say, "Are you accredited?" And we say, "Yes, we're accredited with ACSI." And we are also, we're members. We have member status with the ACCS, which is the Association of Classical Christian Schools. So we have membership status with them. We are accredited by ACSI. What does that mean for the parent? What that means is that the parent doesn't have to do due diligence in asking our HR office to provide a mountain of information about how our faculty and staff are highly qualified, how they are trained to do what they do, the various credentials, the various certifications, because that's what ACSI does. They come in every so many years with the reaccreditation, and they look through our files. They do the audit, and they look at each one of us, whether it's me or all of our administrators. They look at all of our faculty and staff folders to make certain that our faculty and staff are who they say they are and have been certified or recognized in their field to do what they do.
Dr. Woods, that's correct. And one of the things that is really unique about Veritas is that we have been provided the opportunity through ACSI to do our own school-based professional development. Mm-hmm. One of the requirements of being accredited is that we show each year that our faculty, staff, every member of our faculty and staff are participating in professional development. And professional development being now school-based means that our supervisors and our principals now supervise, for lack of a better term,
supervise
what our faculty and staff do and set goals each year for the faculty to achieve. And that's part of their professional development. And it means that we, to reach this high bar with ACSI, it shows that all of our administrators have a bachelor's degree and have credentials in their field. It means that all of our teaching faculty have the same thing. They have a bachelor's degree.
And that each of us is, including with the administration, HR, I know that you just went through some process of certification.
I just went through a
2-day seminar in Chattanooga, Tennessee in the fall because I want to keep up my credentials as the headmaster of the school academically and spiritually to say, this is who we are and we're doing what we say that we're doing in the classroom and among the teachers and administration.
And the joy of being able to do our own school-based professional development means that we can really, really cater that training towards what we want that teacher to focus on. It could be AP training that year. It could be
classroom management.
Anything. It can be some specific source, but we can then dictate kind of what we would like for them to do for that year for professional development to better them in their position and not just a certification requirement of a teaching reading class or something like that, that may not specifically benefit that teacher, but is used to be able to kind of check off a box for accreditation. We are now able to really specifically assign training that's going to benefit that teacher in their subject area and in an area that they may need some extra improvement.
And we mentioned, and this is just a footnote to this podcast about accreditation, we are accredited with ACSI. We are members in good standing with the ACCS, but we have considered, and this consideration started a few years ago, of looking at an organization called CESA. It's C-E-S-A, the Council on Education Standards and Accountability. Many consider them the gold standard for specifically private religious institution. So we're looking at being accredited with them also. We want our people to know, we want our parents to know that we are very serious about making certain that excellence isn't just a word we use here, but it's something that we set the bar high, we hold ourselves to that, and that we have an external organization that also holds us accountable to what we're doing.
Dual accreditation is always something that benefits a school, and often is easier to do once you've gone through the accreditation mm-hmm. process with another agency. So that kind of brings us up to the process of reaccreditation, which yes. is what's happening and why this is such
a year from next month.
Yes.
Why it's they'll be on campus.
Why it's important and timely right now. They're yes. going to be here. They're going to be here in the spring of 2020, and they're going to be looking at our continual school improvement plan and making sure, again, that we're in compliance with those 8 standards and that we are following ideas and principles and things that can help us along the way with improvement.
Right.
They just want to see that you are continually improving things at your school, that you're looking at. Let's take curriculum guides, for example, Dr. Woods. We created curriculum guides for our initial visit back in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
We did curriculum guides for every single subject. But along the way, those things change. There
right,
may be
right.
new things that you want to add to your curriculum guides. So we, once again, every year, we're looking at those curriculum guides. We're matching those up to teachers' lesson plans. We're making certain that we're improving those all along the way. And that's what they're looking for. They're looking for growth. They're looking for development in every area. And so they're going to be following, again, those just basic 8 indicators or 8 standards and indicators to be sure that we are doing exactly that and that we're making every effort to improve.
So what we do is we have created you, and I thank you so much, Ms. Benfield. You are essentially our team lead for the reaccreditation visit that's coming up a year from now. So you're the one who primarily is responsible for making certain that all the ducks get lined up. We'll use several images here. All the T's are crossed and all the I's are dotted. All the documents are in the right folders and in order so that when the accreditation team comes for the days that they're here with us a year from next month, they go through all this material and we know there are no surprises. It's thinking about an audit again. We know what they're looking for, and Veritas is excellent at pulling these things together. We just have to make certain that all is in place so that when they go through it, we come through that audit, that revisit with flying colors.
Exactly. And we want to be sure that this is a collaborative effort. It's not just something that you and I are sitting down and coming up with all the answers to this. We form subcommittees for each one of the 8 standards, and those subcommittees look over the standards, look at the indicators to be sure we're meeting the standards, give us supporting documents. We place those all in files. We have individual Google files now. We're doing these things digitally, which is wonderful,
mm-hmm.
Has helped tremendously. So we place all of those items in digital files, and then the chairs will review all that information at the end. So it is a collaborative effort. It's something where all of the teachers and staff get to participate on some level with accreditation, and that's very beneficial. It's helpful because often there may be new things that we're doing in a certain area, and this helps us to be aware of all of that and to keep on top of things.
A term that I love to use, and we use it often around here, and it may give greater insight for some of our listeners, we use the term best practices. And what that means
yes.
is we're looking at the best practices at the best classical Christian schools in the United States. And I will say this with great pride about Veritas, in some categories, we are the best practice. We are the standard setter. We have set standard. We would not be able to do our own professional development and continuing education if we had not set the standard. And so all that happened years ago under Ms. Belknap's leadership is to be greatly commended, because the bar was set high. The standard is set. Now we have to make sure that we keep following that. So we look at best practices of a handful of other classical Christ-centered schools. We also look at best practices within the classical Christian tradition of what has been the heart and soul of educating the human being in the presence of Christ for thousands of years. So we're drawing from a deep, deep well. And I'm always grateful to be able to tap into the wisdom of the ages to help us understand, to make certain that what we say we're doing with Christian classical education is indeed the very best.
We have received several commendations on our reports at the end of accrediting team visits that say exactly what you just said, Dr. Woods, that, you know, Veritas focuses so much on doing things with excellence and doing things according to best practices. And I hope that that's going to be the tradition that we follow. I can almost say I'm certain it's going to be the tradition that we're going to follow with our upcoming accreditation visit. Veritas has always done just every inspection with excellence, even from the North Carolina public school, non-public schools. With just any inspection that we've had, we've always, you know, kind of passed those things with flying colors, if you will. And with ACSI, I think that's just one of those things that we have always shown that we've done really well. We've never had any major recommendations that would cause us to have to go back and report back 30 mm-hmm. days later. We've always had commendations, and we've always been able to renew our accreditation status without any problems at all. And I certainly don't see that as being a problem with our upcoming visit.
One thing that may be new to some of our new families with accreditation: when accreditation teams come to a campus, they come to a school, the team will visit our campus for 2 or 3 days, and they will interact with different faculty and staff, and they'll also interact with some parents. There yes. are different parent teams that will be selected mm-hmm. To meet with the individuals from the accrediting team. And they also meet with the Board of Trustees, because there are standards and compliance issues that the board has to be in line with. We all have to be in line with.
We do. And this is not just a one-day meeting. This is a meeting that takes place over 3 days. So they're on our campus. They're talking to our students. They're talking to our faculty. They're talking to parents. So don't be surprised if you're on campus and someone from the accrediting visit team stops you in the hall and has a conversation mm-hmm. with you. So they're looking at every single level, and they do interact with pretty much, you know, everyone while they're on campus. They're in classrooms. They're doing observations. They're coming into the HR office and looking at files. They're truly looking at our school as a whole.
I want to conclude by asking all the listeners, and we'll be asking parents and faculty and staff in the weeks and months to come, to join us in prayer, to be praying that we're not Absolutely. Only doing this for excellence in terms of worldly standards, but that we're doing this to the glory and honor of God, that we're doing this to please Him, that we are engaged in classical Christ-centered education because we believe that wisdom and eloquence that is taught at the feet of our Lord is the best education. And we want to do that with excellence.
Absolutely. They are going to look to be certain that we are following the mission and vision that was set many years ago, that we are indeed equipping minds and engaging hearts for God's kingdom purposes.
Thank you both so much for sharing with us today. Veritas, be on the lookout for more podcasts coming your way. If you have something specific you'd like to hear discussed, feel free to submit it to cprits, that's CPRITZ, @veritasnc.org. We hope you have a wonderful day.